about catching up with the prayer after coming late while the Imam is in the state of ruku'.
According to a hadith that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that one who catches up one rak'ah of the salah during ruku', that's considered as he caught up the jama'ah. Of course, he doesn't preserve the reward of attending the entire jama'ah, but he only gets the reward of attending that much. From that, the scholars concluded that catching up the imam during ruku' is considered as rak'ah, but with conditions. Abu Bakr, may Allah be pleased with him, attended the prayer, and he attended while the Prophet ﷺ was in ruku'. So he joined him in a state of ruku'. And of course, he was far behind the row. This is a famous incident. So the Prophet ﷺ, knowing that did not order him to repeat the salah or to pray an extra rak'ah, he considered this rak'ah as valid. The ulama said that with the condition that the follower would make a complete ruku'ah and in a stable position with a comfortable ruku'ah, and would be able to say at least once, Subhana Rabbi al-Azim, before the Imam would rise up. So as long as you catch the Imam in a state of ruku'ah with tranquility, that is considered as a rak'ah, and you join the Imam in this particular rak'ah, and you don't have to make up this rak'ah thinking that you did not attend from the beginning. Somebody is going to say, what about reciting Surah Al-Fatiha? You frequently mention that the Prophet ﷺ said that one who does not recite Surah Al-Fatiha, his prayer is invalid. Or fahiya khidaj is as he did not pray. True, except in this condition. So if you catch up with the Imam in ruku' and you make takbiratul ihram, the beginning takbir, while in a standing position, then going for ruku' while the Imam is still in ruku', that's a valid rak'ah and it counts as rak'ah. Somebody might say, well, out of curiosity, I'm going to pray an extra rak'ah. No, because you have a number of units or rak'ahat of the salah, you're not allowed to give an extra rak'ah out of your mind, because this is not a tip you give to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rather, you follow and do not innovate.